Maybe what I'm thinking is I'll just do a quick run down the program, so those of you who signed up that have no idea you're really on this list because your friend did it for you will know when your turn is. How's that? So here's the program for this evening is as follows. We're going to begin with a number from our special guest for today, Walter Miller, has agreed to play one more tune for us tonight. Then Bill Troxler, Jane Birdsong, we'll have a song from Birdsong. Joe Jackson, anyone can scream if this just won't do. Muriel Dudding, Jenny Neat, followed by Maddie's group. We're going to do a song, Suzanne Morris, Lucy Medine. Am I pronouncing your name right, Lucy? You can yell at me if I'm not. Laurel Smith, Dan Gilberry, Kathy Ware, Ramp Gumbo. I know you've been waiting for that one. And for our big finish, some games from Nook. Okay, so y'all know where you come in the program. You can be ready. Oh, t'was Zana String Band. Oh, my. Okay. We're going to put you number 7. We now have 7A is Susanna Morris, 7B is T'was Zana String Band. Sorry, folks, I don't know how I did that. Just a little uncoordinated there. Okay. All right. Are we all here? Are we all ready? The show can begin. Okay. You'll know when your name is called. Every good show, every good speech starts with a joke. I've heard, I've been racking my brain trying to remember the ones I know, and the only one I can remember is about my good friends back home who just got married recently. They were the perfect couple. He's knock-kneed, she's bow-legged. When they stand next to each other, they spell okay.
Walter, would you give us a tune?
On the hammer dulcimer, Walter Miller. On the mountain dulcimer, did I say that?
Charge today was to do dumb human things. At least that's what Margo told us. And I did something dumb today. I went to Washington, D.C. for lunch. And I've just returned. If you ever find yourself in Washington, you should do the same thing. Return to wherever you were. I wanted to bring you greetings for the nation's capital and tell you a couple of things. The first one I have to show you, I can't really tell you, so pardon me here. It doesn't get any better than this. Don't get your hopes up, please. You like that? Isn't that great? I bought that at a yard sale today. Jim Wright is moving out of town, and And he was there, and I bought this, you know. The Hawaiians gave him this. It was a bribe. It actually was a thank you. He put the nuclear disposal site in Texas, not in their state. It was a thank you. I was going to get him to autograph it, you know, but he was busy signing his books. In fact, this was so hard to find, it was just covered up with all sorts of books that he had there. The Private Life of a Public Man. You heard that? Yeah. It was, and the place was just filled over with Ollie Norris fan club there. They were getting Jim Wright's autograph on the whole thing. It was really quite a time. Ollie, by the way, has a radar detector out. Did you know that? That's what I use getting back here. I drove from Washington to Elkins in 4 hours. That's pretty good through the mountains, I think. This radar detector is a new kind of a thing. See, it's 1995. You know, isn't that terrific? Now, it doesn't really detect any radar, but when the cop pulls you over, you open it up and you hand him a letter, and it's from Ronald Reagan, and it says, "Please be nice to this person. He's an American hero." It's part of the trickle-down theory. Now even the poor can afford to break the law, so it's worked out. Well, I don't want to talk about Washington. I want to talk about Baltimore. Baltimore has a problem, like many cities. It's not well known. If you're from Maryland, a real Marylander would say Maryland, not Maryland. And if you really are from Baltimore, you don't say Baltimore either, you say Balmer. See, there's someone named Balmer. And it has its own problems. Most big cities, like New York, if you're from New York, they call you a New Yorker. And it even has a song for the city, New York, New York, right? If you're from San Francisco, I left my heart in San Francisco, and people say I'm a San Franciscan. Even San Antonio has San Antonio Rose. That's a song. Toledo, Ohio has a song. It's not very nice. It's called "Saturday Night in Toledo, Ohio is Like Being Nowhere at All." I don't know the rest of it, but I don't think it's worth learning. Baltimore has a real interesting thing because it's on the Chesapeake Bay, and seafood's a big thing. There's a restaurant there called Bertha's Mussels. This is not a joke, it's real. And it's a very famous thing. If you go through the city of Baltimore, much of central Maryland, there's a red bumper sticker. That's with white lettering, it says, "Eat Bertha's Mussels." Okay? And if you ever go there, it's sort of this seedy little family dump with really awful food, but people love the name. A few years ago, two Britishers came over to America on tour. They were from, I believe, Manchester University, and they were folklorists and musicians going around the country, in theory, collecting American tunes to take back to the British Isles. Don't let these folklorists kid you. You know, they all dress in blue jeans and wear boots, right? And have usually beards or mustaches or something. They have wonderful stories. You know where they collect their music? In bars. They don't go out in the field. They're not stupid. They sit around listening to the rest of us sing these songs and make up these stories about them. Well, these two guys were taken with Baltimore and Bertha's Mussels, and they named their album after the restaurant. It's called "Eat Bertha's Mussels." And it's a lovely little tune that you all know, and I thought you might want to help me out with it this evening as we celebrate the great city of Baltimore, Maryland. You'll know the tune. Let me tell you what the chorus is. The chorus goes, "Eat Bertha's Mussels. They're the best they are by far. You can eat them in the dining room. You can eat them in the bar. Whenever you're ashore in Baltimore and you fancy a bite to eat, just follow your nose to Bertha's. You'll be in for a rare old treat." You'll recognize the tune. Those of you who are going to do this on the Hammer Dulcimer, you'll find the notes on the right side of the bass bridge. Those of you in the nose flute, look for them in the left nostril. Eat Bertha's Mussels. They're the best there are by far. You can eat them in the dining room. You can eat them in the bar. Whenever you're ashore in Baltimore and you fancy a bite to eat, just follow your nose to Bertha's. You'll be in for a rare old treat. Oh, once again, you got it? Let's try it. Eat Bertha's Mussels. They're the best there ever far. You can eat them in the dining room. You can eat them in a bar. Whenever you're ashore Baltimore and you fancy a bite to eat, just follow your nose to Bertha's.
came to Bertha's with a problem most severe. His manly pride had atrophied from a boy just 14 years. Now in all the plates of muscles, now he sings in a different key. His jib boom said right, he'll be in there tonight, and he'll never go back to sea. Chorus, beat, burr, the muscles, they're the best there are by far. You can eat them in the dining room, you can eat them in the bar. Whenever you're ashore in Baltimore, and you fancy a bite to eat, just follow your nose to Bertha's. Be in for a revelry. A lady came to Bertha's who wanted a daughter or son. The doctors had said with a shake of the head she couldn't be the one. So she ate a plate of mussels and went home to her husband dear. And I'll tell you the truth, she tuned up his crew. She had triplets the very same year. Eat Bertha's mussels, they're the best there are by far. You can eat them in the dining. Just follow your nose to Bertha's. You'll be in for a revelry. They will cure your diarrhea, cure your constipation too. Just swallow a box for the chicken pox, for the measles, for the flu. So if you fancy a healthy life, get your daily dosage straight. A plate a day of Bertha's mussels, and you'll live till you're 28. Last time, Bertha's mussels, they're the best there are by far. You can eat them in the dining. Just follow your nose to Bertha's. You'll be in for a railroad dream.
Thank you.
And now in a completely different or maybe similar vein, a song from Jane Birdsong.
Virginia, I just decided I have to do a song about a West Virginian that you all know named John Henry. And you probably all know this, but just in case you don't, he was one of the guys that hammered the spikes in to make the little tiny holes in the rock that they'd stuff the dynamite in and then blow out pieces, chunks of the mountain when they were getting ready to put a railroad through the mountain, which they had to do a lot of. So I know you've all heard probably 10 or 12 versions of John Henry, but this is one you've never heard. So that's why I'm doing it tonight. It's by a friend of mine named Bulldog Johnson, who hung up his guitar a few years back, and so he's not singing his songs anymore, so I am. Thank you. it's got a lot of verses. It's a real long ballad. So if you get tired, I can shorten it by a couple. John Henry was a driver. He was strong and brave. He drove steel like pride drives men down to an early grave. John Henry did the work of five.
John Henry did. That's great. Joe Jackson. Oh, okay.
And Dan, great.
Have to cheat.
This is a real switch. Usually, Dan's playing the dulcimer and I'm trying to follow along. So.
This is not true.
You know, Martha, you started out with a joke, and I usually have trouble remembering jokes too, but a lot of my friends know how much I love music, and they ask me why I didn't just sit around and pick all the time. And then one of them, when I couldn't come up with a good reason, decided I needed to have a reason, and so she told me a joke, and I wanted to share it with you because I've never quite forgotten it. I know why I haven't quit my day job, but once there were these three men, and they all passed on, and they went up to heaven, and St. Peter met them at the Golden Gates, as we all hope will happen with us. And he asked the first man, he said, "Okay, I need to know how much money you've earned and what you've done to earn it." And so the first man said, "Well, I earned $150,000 last year." And he said, "How'd you do that?" And he said, "Oh, I worked for the government in taxes." And so St. Peter shook his head and said, "Son, I'm real sorry, but I can't open these gates for you." So then the second man got there and he said, "Well, how much money did you make last year?" And the second man looked down a little bit and he said, "Well, I made about $90,000. St. Peter said, "Well, son, you just go on your way because I can't open these gates to you either. You made your money off people. I know you did." So then the third man got there and he looked at him and he said, "Son, how much money did you make last year?" And the man looked at him and he said, "Well," and he was just trembling. He said, "I made $6,000. And he said, St. Peter said, "Well, what instrument do you play?" So, since I can't quit my day job till I can come back to West Virginia and get a lot better at this, I'll show you what I do on Sunday afternoons. I have my friends come over and we just pick together, and this has become our mantra song because we start playing it and we can't quit, but don't worry, I won't do that tonight, I promise.
Thanks. This is something I wrote yesterday at lunch and did a little polishing on today.
It's called Confessions of a Dulcimaniac. Now, I won't say it's anything, you know, in the way of good literature, but it's written with a lot of enthusiasm. What is that sound? I've heard it before. Butterfly notes flitting around. I need to hear more. Tunes that tumble like raindrops. Songs lovely as spring flowers. I really wrote this. Dulcimers perched on laptops. I could listen for hours. These instruments remind me of crisp autumn days, crackling log fires, when our ancestors played jigs, rounds, and reels, and wave after wave. Homebound musicians who seldom traveled far now reach across centuries to me, struggling in the mire of tuning and hammers and notes that sound sour. Practice and practice, tune and tune again. 10 years from now, I might sound like Maddie, Keith, or Sam. Until then, small obstacles must be put aside, like my office work, laundry, and my garden outside. Ah, the sweet life of a dulcimaniac. Secret no more. I won't even stop when friends run out the door. And leave me alone with my new addiction, and I play and I moan with growing conviction.
Program. The description here is willing to be silly.
So well, I was willing to be silly and nobody else said that they'd be silly with me. So I decided that I haven't practiced very much recently, and so you had to bear with me, but a lot of people, when I mentioned this, they didn't even know what one was, so I thought I'd bring it out. And this is the only instrument I know of that you have to blow your nose to play it. So you if you have sinus problems or if you have a cold, it really gets kind of messy. So if you will bear with me, I will try to play a tune, but I'll have to get my starting note first. And the way you play this is you blow through your nose, you blow air through your nose, and you use your mouth to form the notes. So that's where the sound is coming from. I'll try not to laugh. In 30 seconds.
Go.
Warshed Jeff, Mad Monte, Jack, Van Hare Tay, Pote Phil, Pierce Buchan, John Grant Haig, R.R. Cleve, R. Cleve Buck, Rue Tay Will, Hard, Coohoo Rue True, Ike Kid and John, Nick's Ford Carr, Ray Bush.
I hope that was good.
Do you know, that just reminds me of a question. Do geese fly across West Virginia? I don't know. I'm here from Illinois, and you know, we see, and when season changes, geese, and they fly in a V, and you know how one side of the V is always longer than the other?
Yeah.
You know why that is?
Why?
There are more geese in that line.
I knew she would tell us.
Betty's class has a number.
Thank you. They're going to issue a new revenue bond and raise the stature of the vice president at the same time. It's called Quail Bond. It has no interest, no principal, and it never matures.
Next on the program, Suzanne Morris.
We got the wrong kind of dulcimer there. Wait a minute. Many years ago, when I started playing guitar and enjoying a lot of ballads, I was very much into ballads, and one of the kinds of ballads that kept drawing itself to me were murder ballads. And everybody kept wondering, why am I singing murder ballads? Well, they say that the universe is built in duality. In the last couple of years, what have been the songs that have been drawn to me are ones that are very opposite of murder ballads. And I'd like to sing one tonight that you can join me on the chorus if you like. It's one called Love Will Guide Us, and it's based on an old hymn, and then Sally Rogers did some new words to it, and it's really quite lovely.
Love will guide us.
hear the song of peace within you, hear the song of peace in your heart, springs to beginning, will lead to the harvest, love will guide us all.
Lest I ever dare ever forget ever again, I never will. The Twazana String Band.
Let's do it in the same, you're on my right.
Okay.
And you too. You're right here. Okay, that's us four. Let's try it. Let's do this three times, right? One, two, three, four. Thank you.
that move.
It runs.
We're going to do a seasonal West Virginia song. It's, I'm going to give you the words, you can sing along with us. We've got a lot of requests for this everywhere we go. Boil them rank ramp stamps.
Now, you better quit laughing and pay attention.